The leaders of a controversial aluminum mill planned for northeastern Kentucky have told state lawmakers they still need $500 million before they can break ground. Our Capitol reporter Ryland Barton has the latest on Brady Industries.
The update comes shortly after the company fired former CEO and chairman Craig Bouchard, the company's founder, who's claimed the project would revolutionize the aluminum industry and revitalize the region's economy. Brady Industries executives largely refused to answer questions about Bouchard's ouster or what would happen if the company was unable to raise the money. Tom Madrowski is the company's interim CEO.
The board made these changes because they want to see more progress faster.
The aluminum mill plant for Ashland is backed with both state and federal funds. The state can recoup its $15 million investment if Brady doesn't put in $1 billion into the project by the end of this year. The company has also received $4 million in abandoned mine lands grant money. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfurt.